This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage. I'm Tony Bruschi. As the trial of former South Carolina attorney Alex Murdaugh for the murders of his wife Maggie and son Paul continues, the testimony of his surviving son Buster Murdaugh has been especially poignant. Buster took the stand to describe the moment he found out about the devastating loss of his family member, saying, "I was in shock." Went on to describe the state of his father Alex the next day, saying he was destroyed. The testimony has added a new layer to the already gripping tale of murder and deceit as the court continues to search for justice for Maggie and Paul. Here's some of that testimony from today.
Just say what it is, please.
It's a picture of my mom and my dad and I on a boat.
Is that Memorial Day weekend?
Yes, sir.
Your Honor, we move Defendant's Exhibit 123 in the evidence.
No objection.
It's admitted.
Is this the photo, Buster?
Yes, sir.
And then I believe this same weekend there was a birthday party or cookout. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Doug, if you could play exhibit, Defense Exhibit 61, please. It's in evidence. I'll just take a look at that.
Yes, sir.
And that was a group of friends. When's your dad's birthday? Do you know the exact date? It's not a test. You just say you don't know if you don't know.
No, I don't know the exact date.
It's around Memorial Day?
That's right. Okay. 27th, maybe.
Then the following weekend, there was a baseball tournament in Columbia, correct?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Tell the jury about that weekend. What happened there?
That was the weekend. South Carolina was hosting a regional baseball tournament, and me, my mom, my dad, and my girlfriend went to the baseball games.
And where was the game?
Columbia.
And it was a super regional or
regional?
A regional.
Yes, sir.
And what days of that weekend did you go to the game?
Saturday and Sunday.
Did your mom and dad stay in Columbia that weekend?
They did.
Or they stayed on Saturday night?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you, did y'all tailgate with them on Saturday or Sunday?
Yes, sir. We did. Okay.
And was it a normal weekend?
It was.
Fun weekend?
Yes, sir.
And that Sunday would have been June the 6th, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then on June the 7th, we went through a host of number of telephone calls with you and your dad and mom leading up to 9:08, 9:10 on June 7th. Buster, when did you first find out that your mom and brother were murdered?
My dad called me. I can't remember the exact time, but it was later. And he called me on the phone. He asked me if I was sitting down, and I was like, yeah. And then he, you know, sounded odd, and then he told me that my mom and brother had been shot.
And what'd you do?
Well, Brooklyn, my girlfriend, was with me, and I think she heard she could hear my conversation kind of over the phone, and so she just started packing stuff, and I kind of just sat there for a minute, and I was in shock. But eventually we got our stuff together and drove down to Moselle.
Do you remember what time you got to Moselle?
It was early in the morning, late in the morning. you know, if we left around 10:30, 11, got there sometime probably around 2 o'clock in the morning.
And when you got there, did you see your dad?
Yes, sir.
What kind of condition was he in? What was his demeanor?
Yeah, his demeanor was, I mean, he was destroyed. He was heartbroken. I walked in the door and saw him and gave him a hug and just broken down.
Could he speak?
Not really.
Was he crying?
Yes, sir.
Who else was in the house? Do you remember?
Yeah. My girlfriend Brooklyn and I got there. My out in the driveway, my Uncle Randy and Uncle John were out there. Chris Wilson and Corey Fleming had just gotten there. They had pulled in behind us. And when I walked in, several of the partners were there. Ronnie Crosby was there. Lee Cope was there. Mark Ball was there. Austin Crosby was there. William Barnes. My buddy Nolan was there. And I'm sure I'm leaving some out, but that's sure. What I remember.
And do you remember how long you stayed there?
Stayed there several hours, probably 3 or 4 hours, till about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
And where did you go?
And then we left Moselle, and we went to Alameda.
When you say we, who are you talking about?
My girlfriend, my dad, and my Uncle John.
I know this seems kind of trivial, but what was your dad wearing when you first saw him?
Shorts, t-shirt.
Okay. And did you help him pack?
I did, yes, sir.
What did you do to help him pack?
Got his bag and went into the closet, grabbed some t-shirts, grabbed some shorts, grabbed toilet kit. Put in the bag and left.
Why were you doing the packing?
Just trying to help him. He was so upset. We were all upset, but just trying to expedite the process of getting Alameda.
When you went in to pack your dad, was there a t-shirt laying on the floor?
I couldn't remember.
Did you get shirts from above the... Where did you get the t-shirts from?
Got them from the closet, and there's like a wooden, it's like wooden shelves up on the wall, and I was getting the t-shirts from there.
Were there a lot of t-shirts on the shelf?
Yes, sir.
Do you know whether or not one of the t-shirts fell on the floor when you were packing?
I don't know whether one of them fell on the floor or not, but I mean, certainly could have happened.
When you got to Moselle, were you able to get some sleep?
No, sir.
Did you go back to Moselle the next morning?
Yes, sir.
And who went with you?
Me, my girlfriend Brooklyn, and my dad, and maybe John Marvin. I don't know if he was riding with us or already out there separately, but he was somewhere in the mix.
Do you remember roughly what time you got to Moselle?
I mean, I think we got there rather early. You know, nobody really slept, and about early in the morning, sun comes up. Just
did go back. Did you take a shower and Brooklyn take a shower at Alameda, or did you do it over at Moselle?
No, sir. We slept at tried to sleep at Alameda, and then we took everything back with us to Moselle, and we showered there.
You know where your dad took a shower that morning?
Moselle.
And when you went back over in the morning, do you know what your dad was wearing? When you were traveling from Alameda back?
No, not specifically, but I know that, I know what I packed, so it could have been any of that. It's just athletic shorts and t-shirts and stuff.
Okay. And after you got to Moselle, and I guess just carrying the days forward, were you with your dad? Well, how often were you with your dad once you got back to Moselle on the 8th?
Every day.
For how many days?
For a good while.
Okay, so let's talk about where you stayed on the night of the 8th. Do you remember?
Night of the 8th would have either stayed back at Alameda, or that's potentially when we made the transition over to John Marvin's hunting lodge. Okay.
You say we, or are you including your father?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you drive together?
Yes, sir.
Was he pretty much in your eyesight for the first few days?
Yes, sir.
And so after the 8th, and then you come up on the 9th, a Wednesday, do you know whether you were at Alameda or spending the night at your Uncle John Marvin's place?
Yeah, I think at that point we had switched over to his place over at Greenfield.
Now, and you call it Greenfield, that's the name of his hunting?
Yes, sir, just the name of the property overall.
The property. Now, how far is it from Alameda?
To Greenfield?
Yeah.
Couple minutes. I mean, not
close
very,
spot. Close
yeah,
spot.
Right down the road.
And do you remember how long you stayed at Greenfield with your dad?
Yeah, I mean, several days. And you know, I think anywhere from the 9th to the, you know, probably that rest of that week through that weekend.
Yeah, on Thursday, June 10th, what happened?
Grandfather died.
So the family was together and stayed together?
Yes, sir.
Do you ever remember your dad disappearing for any periods of time?
No, sir.
Were you close? Physically close to him most all the time?
Yes, sir.
Except when you were sleeping?
That's right.
And I believe the funeral for your mom and brother memorial service was on that Saturday?
Yes, sir.
And then that Sunday was a funeral for your father? Grandfather.
Grandfather, yes, sir.
And at some point in time, you went to. Did you go to Somerville at some point in time?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember when you went to Somerville?
Right, you know, beginning of that next week.
Okay, I'm going to show you what I marked as Defendant's Exhibit 129, and ask you.
We're objecting on the hearsay basis to 129.
Yes, Your Honor, I'm not introducing 129, I'm offering it to the witness to refresh his recollection. That's the extent.
All right.
But it's for ID. Buster, I don't want you to publish that, but I want you to, I want to ask you that Defendant's Exhibit 129, marked for identification purposes, refreshes your recollection as to when you left to go to Somerville.
Yes, sir.
Tell the jury what is that? What's that document you have in your hand?
It's a text thread between my girlfriend and I.
And does it have, so based on that text communication between you and your girlfriend, it refreshes your recollection, when did you leave to go to Somerville?
June 14th. Okay.
And looking through there, refreshing your recollection, how long did you stay in Somerville?
Stayed in Somerville until Stayed in Somerville until the 17th.
And then what do you remember doing after you left Somerville?
On the 17th, we left Somerville to go to Lake Kiwi.
And so when you were in Somerville from the 14th to the 17th, who were you staying with?
Staying with my grandparents.
That's the latest that we have for you. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our breaking updates and coverage on this case as it continues forward. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.